Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. I honestly might return. I just wow.
Just before coming on air.
Yeah.
Four sneezes. Rapid in a row.
Yeah, rapid fire.
No other way to sneeze.
You know, it's the only way I know how. If I'm not sneezing a bunch of times in a row, I'm not living.
It ain't easy being sneezy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
To Buffalo Banter.
With Mark Ruffalo.
And I'm DJ Time Cop.
And I'm Airbud. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, today we're filling in for Mr. Ruffalo, who is actually deep sea fishing right now.
This week.
Yes, in Kauai.
Yeah.
He is trying to get a bunch of halibut. I don't know actually if halibut lives in Kauai or if anyone's told him about that, but that was what he said in the email.
He went to Kauai for the halibut.
Yeah, just for the halibut. And now he's
on the boat, right?
Yeah, he's just on the boat. He's deep sea fishing. Bottom fishing. So it's
yeah, right. Once. He's trolling.
Yeah.
Do you know, he told me once he got kind of seasick.
Really?
Like, do you think that's going to be a problem?
I mean,
he said he was like yakking over the side of this whale watch this one time.
That dude
it's really embarrassing. People were taking pictures.
Go to a general store and get some Dramamine. He'll be fine.
He probably has someone who does that for him.
What's that trick? I don't know if you either know it or want to verify it on Google, but there's a trick if you get seasick where you, I don't know if it's, I think it's on your wrist. It's like 2.5 fingers from your wrist you press down, and it's supposed to suppress your seasickness. So,
yeah, all right, lifehacker.com.
Okay.
Relieve nausea by pressing on the inside of your wrist. There's a picture that shows exactly where Noah was pressing. And it says, press between the two tendons on the inside of your wrist, about 3 finger breadths from the base of your palm.
Okay.
Or you can buy a wristband with a button designed to apply pressure to this point.
I've seen those before.
That's a good idea.
He probably has those.
Other assorted. Okay. Yeah. Comments.
Yeah, do you know what the
Wait, this comment.
Yeah.
From Vice Tour 001, 2011.
Okay.
You could also pray to the deity of your choice for relief. It would be equally as scientific and as effective, as long as you believe.
Do you think that was sarcastic, or do you think that was good?
Yeah, I think that was sarcastic. And then Tyler Wayne responds to that sarcasm with, you know, I've actually done that a few times before, and it's a good thing, I believe, because I've never thrown up after praying not to. Parentheses, Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
So a Mormon backing up Jesus.
Yeah. The, I guess they're probably, yeah, so do you know what the physiological reason is for why what that might do?
I have no idea, and I don't think that Lifehacker does either.
Because if you're doing that, you can't do it on your other wrist. So you just have to do it on one wrist.
Unless yeah.
You have the wristbands, then you. I think that this may have been designed by the wristband company.
Yep. And so it's an insider.
Or you could get a friend.
Conspiracy.
You want to try this?
Yeah.
Just imagine
the two of us sitting across the table from each other.
Yeah. So just grab. Wait, hold on. What if we did it?
Yeah.
What if we did it?
Yeah, that's crossing? Good. That's good. Okay, you're going to want to cross your arms with your partner. Yeah.
And press down
into their wrists, and you should feel yourself becoming less seasick.
And I gotta say, I am not nauseous in the least.
Nope, zero nausea whatsoever.
If you're trying this,
would recommend.
Call in if you do experience nausea, and this is not helping.
So actually, I think calling in would be a bad idea because when you're calling in, you can't be pressing your friend's wrist. That's a two-handed engagement.
I was gonna say, have a third friend who has stronger sea legs come in. And either dial in or, take hold of somebody's wrist while you dial in.
True.
Let us know how it works out. We have a good show for you. Unfortunately, the Bean...
No.
Oh,
The Bean returns, my friend.
The Bean is back in town!
The latest update from The Bean says, my meeting just finished, 2! Heading over. And that was a little while ago. So, DJ The Bean will be in the studio.
I'm so excited for The Bean to be back in town.
What's that? I didn't hear that.
I'm so excited for The Bean to be back. I'm excited for DJ The Bean to be back in town. Bean is back in town!
Bean is back in town.
Wait, so do we know how far away the Bean is?
Let's say that he'll be on the show before our next talking break.
Wonderful.
That's something for y'all to look forward to.
Yeah, so do we have some...
Yeah, the first song we listened to was Santa Baby, which DJ Time Cop and I were discussing on the way over.
Weird song.
Overtly sexual themes. Weird Had to song. Make sure it was okay to play on the radio at this family show. But it got me interested in kind of... Other other interpretations of the same song.
Yeah.
So here's another interpretation of the same song.
Ooh.
This is by Alex Kidd and DJ Sleep. It's an original. It's kind of hot. Okay, let's try a different one. This is called Santa Baby parentheses Trap Remix. Ooh.
Very trappy.
Give it a sec.
Santa baby.
This isn't really speaking to me.
This is both not trappy and not speaking to me.
There are all a couple other that I don't think we could play on the radio. Here's the final one. It's off a YouTube channel called Hardcore Lander. Santa Baby dubstep remix. Take you back to 2008 here with some bass drops. It's coming.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. I'm hurried down the chimney tonight.
Okay, that was kind of hot. I like that one. Welcome to the studio, The Bean.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? Yeah.
Play it.
Hit it.
Guess who just got back today? It was the bean. And it's put on your headphones, the bean. Any of them. They were asking if you were around. Indeed, we are. Told them you were living downtown.
I'm here.
The bean is back in town. I said, the bean is back in town. The bean is back. The bean is back in town.
Hey.
The bean is back in town.
How was your meeting?
It was good. We were meeting with an auditor for the Res Cafe.
Was that, were your taxes in order?
Well, there was, for the most part.
Okay, that's good.
There was this, yeah. You know.
Wonderful.
Auditing.
Well, yeah, and such.
Such things. Da-da-da-da. The ice machine that we have, the lid's been like missing for while now, which is like a huge energy waste. But every time I try and get
have
it
you
fixed,
found it?
Stonewalled. No, it's confusing that not only has it fallen off, but it has also disappeared.
Like feels like an inside job.
I think so too.
Well, if
I don't
you
think
ever
nice
get
kids
that
could put that together,
lid though. Back.
The lid is back in town.
The lid is back in town.
The lid is back in town.
The lid is back.
This feels like real art.
Okay, that's the last of that song for you.
We were talking earlier about seasickness. Do you ever get seasick, or do you have pretty strong like sea legs?
Have you ever been in the sea, in a boat?
So in fifth grade, I had an overnight field trip on a boat.
Yikes.
That didn't actually leave the dock.
Right.
But
historic boat.
Yeah, it was like a historic boat. And then this horrible thing happened where the like woman who was in charge of the boat was like, "Do you all know how long you're going to be here?" And I was like, "A day and a night." And then she was like, "No, it's 3 years. Do you know what you signed yourself up for?" And I didn't really think it was 3 years, but it felt kind of bad to be called out like that. It was a really negative way to start the trip.
What do you mean? Like she was just messing with you, or was she trying to teach you a lesson?
The bit was that we were like signing up to go on like a voyage.
Gotcha. And you were like
3 years,
travelers.
And a night. 3 years and a night.
Yeah, put it together, meet
sure.
halfway.
Sure.
But then also I had to stay up. I had like guard duty at like 4 a.m. It was like the worst field trip of my life.
What?
really
That's brutal.
Experience,
were you sleeping in like a hammock too?
I can't remember.
Okay.
What was the general theme? Like what kind of historical boat? What like what were you guarding against?
Well, we had like
explorers,
goods.
Traders.
So you didn't want people coming.
Were there
in
pirates?
The boat.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it just like a really boring security ship, or did anyone show up and you'd be like, "Hey, get out of here"?
I literally would have let them come on the boat. I was 10 years old. No way I was putting up a fight. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I was supposed to be doing. Just like being awake.
I guess
it's kind of like
the main job.
Where you wake up.
No, but I have a good stomach, generally strong stomach. I can read on buses and stuff.
Yeah. Critical.
I was gonna say, do you have any you know suggestions for when people do get nauseous on boats?
What?
Do you have anything that you do?
Yeah. You common solutions. We think for reference, Mark is on a boat right now. Deep
sure.
sea fishing by Kauai.
Returning calls.
Yeah.
Deep sea fishing.
Halibut. So he's fishing for the halibut.
Well, hopefully he's not seasick.
Yeah, that's what one time he told me that he gets seasick.
But if he's not answering his calls, he can't even hear this advice.
I mean, he should have a sat phone.
He's listening.
He is listening? Okay,
at least
good.
In spirit.
That's what counts. No.
Yeah.
I imagine eating fish, maybe, because then you get like the sea in
what?
Your stomach. No?
Equalize.
Drinking seawater?
A lot of vitamin
like
C, seawater.
That's
a
good.
A lot of things
yeah,
you
vitamin
can do.
C.
A lot of ways you could take that.
To drinking seawater was suggestion.
Because then, like, it's inside you, it kind of equalizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You become the sea.
Some things to consider.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me.
Why could that remind you?
A lyric in the song I wanted to play.
Okay.
No. Which is off of Frankie Kosmos' new album, which I've been listening to all day. I'm wearing my Frankie Kosmos shirt.
Mm, topical.
Yeah.
It's nice, too.
Thank you. I put it on. Because I've been listening all day. And there's a line in the song Jesse And I don't remember it perfectly, so I'm going to look it up really quick. But surprisingly, that rant we were just on reminds me of it.
Boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Ooh,
ooh. Yeah. Wait, so did this album just come out today?
Yeah, the album came out today. Jesse was released as a single a little while ago.
That's the one that's like... That's the beat.
Maybe. We can play both because they're pretty short. Jesse and the other new song that was released before is has a different name.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We'll play both. But the lyric is, "Oh, to be part of the scenery. Oh, to be filled with apathy. For you to be a little bit scared of me."
That's what
some
we
words
need Mark to
for
do.
For Mark, yeah.
Speaks right to him.
Become a part of that scenery, and you shall find a calm stomach.
Take a minute to talk about how terrifying the ocean is.
It's so scary.
It's so scary. We've only explored, 5% of it. And it's two-thirds of the world.
5% knowledge, 95% fear.
I'm convinced sea monsters exist. Anyway, listen to this Frankie Cosmos song.
Think about sea monsters, maybe.
This is Being Alive.
Seven, eight, nine, rest. Being alive. I see you in everything. My vocabulary's limited, but I want to tell it all to you. If I could, would you want me to? Yeah.
Before that, EVP by Blood Orange, and then two songs off of Frankie Kosmos' new album, Vessel. All of which are good.
They're going to be in Boston soon, right?
No way. Tell us more about that.
I forget where they're going to be playing. I don't know. I just know they're playing here soon.
Okay.
Maybe Paradise? So it's a P? I don't know.
And then do some internet sleuthing for us?
No, I was looking up something else.
Oh, never mind then.
Sorry about that.
Well, they're coming around. You can figure it out yourself.
You're in the know. Yeah.
You're in the know.
You'll get there.
And if you're not,
then you're not, and it's fine.
Yeah, we're all there sometimes. Yeah.
We were just going to Google it.
Yeah. It happens. Everyone's going to Google it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a nice little rock block.
24/7 commercial free.
Yeah. No commercials. Community radio. Coming at you, WMFO. Grab the knob and rip it off.
We could do one of one of the station IDs. Like, for example, can I just play one?
Yeah, sure. Lay it on me.
Let's see. What do we want? We want station IDs. We're gonna click that. All right. What do you want? WMFO ID. Birds make birds ID. What's that?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
What came first, the bird or the bird?
Okay, wait, sorry. We're going to turn that thing on, and then
hi, this is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform
it's a band,
Radio.
Birds Make Birds.
91.5 FM.
Okay.
WMFO, Medford.
I guess shout out to Birds Make Birds.
Oh, how about
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5.
WMFO. Oh, that got me going.
All right, we got this one. guitar, yeah? No.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I'd like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pissa.
Yeah.
It is. Wow. Wicked pissa ID. I
thought it was going to be the... Yeah.
All right. One more.
Okay.
The girl, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is.
Do you think that all these artists came in and said these in WMFO, or do you think they just record a bunch of... Do you think like there's been a day where Ghostface Killah was just like, WMFO, WBUR, WRAB.
You think Ghostface is doing NPR? WBUR is our Boston's newsroom.
Maybe.
Yo, what's up? This is WBUR, supported by viewers like you.
But do you think that he just goes through...
I'm sure he cares about public radio.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope so.
He cares about public radio. I mean, he cares about Tufts University.
Freeform radio.
Yeah.
Or community radio. Okay, so something exciting happened to me.
Tell me about it.
Yesterday, and I want to share it with you in the form of music.
Oh.
My good friend / music collaborator in high school. Shout out to Sound Pilot, my high school band. From Needham, we took something. Yeah,
Teddy and the Bears. What was it?
Ziggy Galufa and the Lengthy Dinner Conversations.
No, what was
that? Was our other name?
TT the Bears.
Yeah, we played there. We played a couple of midday empty shows. Anyway, he writes music and does a lot of like computer based music. Yeah. So I wanted to play. He just put out an album on Bandcamp.
How many songs do you think it is?
Since you asked that question, I'm going to pick a high number. I'm going to say 24.
40 songs.
Whoa.
40 songs. Granted, a lot of them are under a minute kind of ideas. But 40 distinct cool things.
That's incredible.
But first, I want to play something in a completely different style of his, which is a song that he wrote our senior year of high school with our other friend Jeff. And the three of us performed it a bunch at different open mic nights in Boston the summer after our senior year of high school.
What's it called?
It's called Cinderella in a Jar.
Oh, I'm excited. In a jar. Okay.
Yeah. Here it is.
Family,
so that, come on.
Come on.
That's Cinderella in a Jar. Okay. So that's like the Jeremy Katz that I and Jeff that I like played a lot of music with in high school. And then the other side of that is this 40 song album that he put out.
The Dark Side.
Okay, so they're all pretty short, so we can play a couple. For example, my favorite is probably called Pocket Bird.
I wonder why.
It's just one that stuck out to me. So I'm going to play that one first. Freaking
birds make birds, guy.
Actually, let's listen to the first song of the album first. It's called All Right.
All right.
All right.
We listened to this last night.
It reminds me a little bit of like video game music. I was gonna say there's something that I can pull up, but I don't know what it's
like I'm hitting the mystery box in Mario.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. cool.
Ian, pick a number from 1 to 40.
Easy, 27.
27. This one is called Old... 22 seconds. Okay, so that's that one. The next one up is called Pickle Yurt, and I'm just intrigued.
Wait, what was the second word?
Yurt.
Yurt, cool.
Okay. Noah, 1 through 40.
Pocket bird.
30. Number 30. Pocket bird.
Number 30. I was so close.
Of Dubstep Santa Baby. Video game.
I would. Bowser wouldn't stand a chance.
No way.
I was reading an article about the Super Mario Bros. Movie the other day.
Is that really old one from the 90s?
Yeah. How it was supposed to be like really conceptually like wild, and they brought in a lot of good people, and then like
I haven't seen it before, but I really want to. Have you seen it?
No.
Do you want to watch it?
I would. I've heard that like be like it was like a conflict between like artistic vision and like production company, and then they had to like change and chop a bunch of bits around, and it ended up being a bit of a mess.
Yeah, I've heard it's like famously bad.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Yeah, it didn't start off that way. It wasn't like a try and cash in on this like easy to sell product. It was like, oh, we want to do something cool, and then bad things happened. Yeah.
I like this part. Nope. Check it out, jeremycats.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Interesting.
Okay, another song that you showed me yesterday. Coffee by Melissa Weichart. Oh, do you want to talk about it?
Melissa Weichart, I guess shout out, used to be a singer of a band called Waterwalk.
Famous.
Tufts band.
Tufts Battle of the Bands winner.
Yeah. Melissa's an amazing vocalist and piano player. And they put out a thing on, I forget what the label is, but they're in Boston, they're playing music and really good at it. So this is Coffee is the title track off of the EP.
Drink too much coffee and I scream, I know I've played the part before. I was on the road again, now I don't know how to begin.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air with WMFO. Yeah.
Welcome.
Wait, I wasn't on the air before?
No, we learned how to answer the phone in secret without disrupting our live play.
Yeah.
Always learning, always skill. Improving.
Wow, yeah. I did not know that was the case. I was all radio ready.
Well, thank you for that, but occasionally we get a phone caller who is clearly not ready to be put on the air, and we feel bad, so we had to learn how to do that.
That's totally fair. I'm really happy for you guys for learning.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call with some updates from the home front. You've been gone a long time, and really missed you here.
Thank you.
Allison and I have been watching the show Weeds.
This is a family show. We shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah. We've also been sitting living in and thinking about our upcoming trip to Costco. And I wanted to ask you what you're most excited about for this upcoming Costco trip.
Oh, boy.
Seltzer.
Toilet paper.
I'm not snacks. Going, but mine toilet is paper? Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Snacks.
Oh, or like a really big thing of Cheez-Its. Yeah.
Why can't I hear all of you guys when you're talking to each other?
Oh, no.
What do you mean you can't hear?
Did you hear Cheez-Its?
Can you hear the bean and I?
I heard that, but you just weren't talking. Maybe that was the case.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably what was happening.
Might have been it.
Do you have any song requests or anything else you want to say to our 9 listeners?
Do you have any song requests? I just want to give a big shout-out to everyone.
To everyone?
And I would like... to everyone who's listening, all 9 people, I'd like to say, my name's Maya, come hit me up. I'd also like to say that Allison would like to request Hot in Here by Nelly.
We're not going to play that. This is a family show. Here's The Boys Are Back in Town.
The boys are back in town. Boys are back.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Do you see they're looking for new Power Rangers? Open audition. You just have to send in a tape.
Oh my. If we get
guess
we get
who's
30,
looking for new Power Rangers?
If we get 12 listeners, then Tags is gonna film a tryout video for Power Rangers.
Please,
12
it'll
listeners.
Double as my Survivor audition tape.
We need one more. We need
no,
two
we need
more
two more listeners.
Oh, I thought we had a lot. But yeah, you know we have 10 minutes. Get 2 more people on the air.
Text them. Call them.
Tags will be the new Power Ranger.
If you are listening with 2 people right now, call in and let us know. You'll have to provide proof.
Yeah.
All right, this is called Couch by Triathlon.
Chilling in my living room, thinking about things to do, thinking about every single thing I want to do with you. Stoned and feeling loose. Felt this way in a minute. I haven't felt this way. I haven't felt this way in a minute. I haven't felt this way.
way.
This song feels like an apt kind of outro.
I agree.
Melancholy goodbyes.
I sunk down in my chair.
458. It's 458. 458:06. Until our slot is officially over. So unfortunately, it's that time.